We're back on Giants.com. Training camp is right around the corner, and we're joined by special teams coordinator Tom Quinn. Tom, to me, you always have the most challenging job each offseason, because when they turn over the bottoms of these rosters, you're coaching all these guys that come in that are brand new on special teams. What has it been like for you this offseason, this spring, trying to get all these new guys, young and some of the veterans coming in, ready to play on special teams this year?
Well, it's good. You hope they come in hungry. That's number one, whether they're young or old. And if they're hungry, you can work with them. If they're smart, you can work with them. And if they have a passion to play, you can work with them. So it's always exciting getting new guys in and seeing how they fit into the team.
How do you try to stress the importance of special teams as some of the young guys, some of the rookies, even some of these high draft picks that in college never had to play special teams, but in the NFL, that's going to be part of their role?
Well, it's just it's the state of the game. There's 46 guys active on game day, and we need everybody's help so we can distribute the play time more evenly. So if you're not a starter, you're going to play on special teams. We say that from day one, make a big point of emphasis. But they get it, whether they've played a lot of special teams or little special teams, it really doesn't matter. Once they get to this level, if you're not a starter, you're going to be playing.
Who are some of your core guys on teams that are returning that were here last year that you know you have confidence that these guys can fit in their spots on your teams and they'll do the job that you need them to do?
Well, you got Mark Herzlick. You know, he's been with us for a while. He's done a really good job. Jonathan Casillas, JT Thomas, you know, those have been core guys. And you've got the Orleans Darkwood, Nikita Whitlock, Dwayne Harris, you know, those types of guys on offense. So they're good. They, you know, help the younger guys and some of the newer or the older vets coming in to get acclimated to what we do.
You mentioned Dwayne Harris. Can you put a measure on the value of a guy like that who can return and kick and punt and cover both in kick and punt?
Well, we saw the returns, you know, yield some very good results for us, but we really didn't get the coverage from him that we wanted because he's playing so many plays on offense. So hopefully with the new acquisitions on offense, we can get a little bit more of the coverage because I think that's, you know, probably what he does best, you know, and he's excellent at returning, but he's really one of the better coverage specialists in the league.
I want to touch on Brad Wing for a second because as a rookie, he really punted like a veteran. You know, he directional punted. He was good in situations. When you look at his game, where are you really working with him to try to improve and take his game to the next level in his second year here with the Giants?
You know, just trying to take what he does best, which is directional punting, and, you know, make that you know, the best we can with him. So, you know, make sure the protection and the coverage matches what he's given us punt-wise, and he's done a really solid job this offseason, so we've been very pleased with him. And then also, you know, him being an Australian, growing up with the foot coming off his ball, it's very natural for him, so he can have some different types of shots.
Final question, Coach. In training camp, what are your major goals as a coach? What are the most important messages and techniques and skills you want to convey to your players over the course of the 4 or 5 weeks of practice?
You know, once we get to training camp, we do get to put the pads on so we can see, you know, a lot of times in spring and then the off season, guys look really good in shorts. But when you put pads on, they look a little bit different.
Changes things, right?
And conversely, some guys don't look good in shorts, but they look great in pads. So that's really what we look for. Who can block, who can get off blocks, who can finish and make plays. So we'll be excited to get some pads on and see who rises to the top.
That's Tom Quinn on Giants.com, today's Giants Insider.